The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
There you go. That is a song called Frozen from Kassa. Is that right? Did I get it right? Because I've been kind of butchering your name for all this time that we've had your music here. But you are Kazuha.
Kazuha.
My apologies. I'm still learning the accent there, but how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming in. We've been listening to you now for a while, and that song in particular we've added into our rotation here, and we get a lot of requests for it too. You're popular.
Thank you.
You're very popular. Who's this gentleman over here?
He's my guitarist, Hideki.
Hideki, right? Yeah. Well, great. Well, welcome. I'm glad, so glad that you guys are here. You live here in Memphis now, right?
Right now, yes.
Right
we
now,
you located in Memphis.
And and now, if I understand, you formed the band in in California, right? In Los Angeles?
Yes. We were there for a few months.
Yeah.
Back in 2000, I think, eight. End of 2008.
Yeah.
And then we decided to form this band while we were there.
So you've been around for a while now. That's nearly 10 years of...
No, that's like before we, you know, tried to start the band.
Right.
So we weren't here yet. Like, we were just here for a few months.
I gotcha.
And then we went back to Japan, recorded our new first album.
Your first
in
record.
Japan.
Yeah.
And then came back, so... if I count from the beginning when we came here with our visa,
yeah.
That I think it's been like 6 years, maybe.
Right.
This is like sixth year, and then but Memphis, I think we've been here for maybe close to three years
have
now.
You really?
Yeah.
And we haven't heard of you since.
No, because we never knew who to contact.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah,
we're sort of underground like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where in Japan are you from?
I'm from near Tokyo.
Yeah.
Even if I say the city name, maybe people don't know. So I usually say Tokyo.
Just near Tokyo, yeah. Well, Tokyo's so big, yes.
Yeah. And Hideki's from Osaka. Osaka is also a big city.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah. So why Memphis? Why did you want to come to Memphis?
We met a person while we were in Los Angeles,
yes.
Who was from Memphis,
mm-hmm.
but he was Japanese. He recommended us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Memphis is the birthplace of rock and roll.
Yes, it is.
And he was like, you should come to Memphis because, you know, it's so rare to see Japanese bands there.
It is.
And, yeah. So we were like, why don't we go? Yeah.
So you just kind of came here blind, if you will, and decided unseen, let's just come to Memphis and try it out. Well, you know, since we're in the middle of the country, basically, it's easy for you to travel too.
Yeah, it is.
Because you do spend some time on the road too, don't you?
Pretty much all the time we're on the road, but
yeah.
When we are not touring, we'll be in Memphis, like right now. Yeah. And yeah, mostly we go out of town. I mean, we go out of state.
Yeah.
So it was very hard while we were in California because it's too far to go to east.
Yes.
And then, but we get to, you know, play in like New York. So we have to kind of drive through the state.
Oh, sure. It's a long drive, isn't
it?
Yeah.
So right now it's a lot easier for us.
Oh, goodness. Yes. Because I think a lot of people that come here from other countries they don't really have an idea of just how big the United States is.
Yeah.
And it is, we're spread out here. Yeah. There's just a lot of space.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you here.
Yeah.
this is your fourth record, fifth record?
Oh, no, second.
It's your second.
Yeah.
I gotcha. It's called Evolution, right?
Evolution, yes. I personally released a lot of CDs before.
Right.
As a singer.
Solo artist.
As this band,
yeah.
This is second album.
Yeah, well, it sounds good. It sounds like you had a good time making it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, do you do all the writing for the band, or is it kind of collaborative? Is everybody working together?
Usually, Hideki and I work on the music.
Yeah.
He mostly do like a background, you know.
Yeah.
I do melody and then the lyrics, pretty much write the music.
Yeah.
He'll, you know, make it into music. I mean, actual, you know, put the background and everything.
Yeah, yeah, because you're a bass player.
Yeah.
and I'll tell you, bass, and you may have not learned this, that bass players in Memphis are very rare.
Oh.
We have a shortage of them. So
really?
You are part of a very exclusive group of people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A bass player with nothing to do in this town is not, it doesn't happen. You know,
oh, wow.
A good bass player that can play all styles of music, you could be working 6 nights a week in this town.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Between rock and blues and some country. Yeah.
It's all
here. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Well, that's one of the things about this town is that, you know, musicians that are good and that are working a lot.
Mm,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let me ask you then, everything that you've done is in English, right? Now, was there a cultural difference when, you know, writing from, you know, from the Japanese perspective into the American perspective for you? I mean, I know you've been here for a while, but the cultures are so different.
Yeah.
So does that reflect in your music, you think?
I would say, like, it is still hard for me to write in English.
Yeah.
You know, compared to writing in Japanese. But the difference, I think, you know, I'm just trying to write the feelings or, you know, what's inside of me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try too much that I don't know, and some stuff I don't know, but I think I still have, you know, difficulty, but English is the first language in this world. I mean, like, the whole world should speak English. I mean, supposed to.
I guess.
But still, it's not. But
and it's not an easy language to learn.
No. Yeah, but I, you know, decided to do in English because, you know, for more people to understand me.
Certainly.
And if I'm just singing in Japanese, of course, only Japanese people or, you know,
right,
whoever into Japanese culture would understand. But, you know, yeah, so cultural difference, I don't really know about that. That's kind of, yeah.
Well, do you your thoughts on the music as you're writing a song, do you kind of sketch it out in Japanese and then translate it?
No,
you go straight into it.
Yeah, go straight to English. Otherwise, you know, usually melody and, you know, words doesn't fit well.
Right.
If you start writing in Japanese, it's gonna be different. I mean, the line goes different. So it's like when I write the music,
mm-hmm,
usually all the music that I start writing in Japanese would fit in certain melody, then it's gonna be, you know, stuck in my head in Japanese.
Yeah,
I can't.
You can't do that.
Write in English.
Right.
So yeah. All I can do is just go straight to English and then, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Now, your fans in Japanese, obviously, they understand what you're singing about, too.
I don't think so.
Really? They don't?
Because, people in Japan, I mean, we don't speak English that much. I mean, we do study at school.
Yes.
Like high school, mm-hmm, junior high, we do study. But I don't even know, like, not even half of people in Japan speak English, so.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I would have thought that would have been a little higher, but that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. You might be surprised when you get there, like, as a tourist.
Yeah, I would love to go.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful country.
It is, yeah.
It's busy.
It is.
It's very busy.
A little too many people.
I think so. So that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Well, I've come to see how that you guys, or especially you, the band plays a lot at the comic book conventions and the science fiction conventions, and you're a cosplayer yourself.
I never really tried any character from, you know, movie or
you just kind of create your own.
Yeah, in my album, the second album, mm-hmm. I have the picture, big wings.
Yeah, the big wings
behind me.
I've seen that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, people know me with that picture.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of thought everybody gonna be happy if I put the big wings.
Yeah.
And then, so I started that, and when I go to conventions, people ask me, just come up to me. They don't know me, and then ask me, "Who are you supposed to be?" In a character, I mean, as the character.
And you're you.
And I'm like, I'm not supposed to be anybody. But, you know, I kind of explain to them what I am. And then they're like, oh, I see, you're yourself. But, you know, it's like cosplaying. But
that's okay. That's fun. Yeah. As long as you're having a good time.
Yeah.
But the band plays at these conventions too, right?
Yes, we do, yeah.
And you wear the wings on stage?
No.
No? Is it too awkward?
It's too heavy.
Is it really?
Yeah. And I have to, you know, especially I have to play bass.
And that's a heavy instrument too. Yeah. Your poor back. So what's new with you? Are you going back out on the road anytime soon? Are you?
Yes. Very soon, in I think 2 weeks, I think in 10 days maybe.
Yeah.
We're going to Ohio, Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
That's going to be MatsuriCon, that's anime convention.
Right.
And then we go straight to, after that, we go straight to Arizona, Phoenix. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's going to be a long way, but we're going to take like maybe 2 days driving.
Yeah, well, it's a long drive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you're playing another convention there?
Yes, Phoenix. It's SaboTenCon.
Mm-hmm.
We go there every single year since 2011.
Yeah.
And they, you know, bring us back every single year. So this is going to be our 7th year.
Mm-hmm. that's good.
Yeah.
I never would have thought, and it makes perfect sense, but I never would have thought that a rock band would fit in those conventions, but you guys do.
Yeah. Well, I think we're not anime related at all.
Exactly.
We're just a Japanese band.
That's what gets the fans.
Happy to be in U.S.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Well, that's a neat, I guess that's a neat market for that, because you're finding a whole different audience, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you sell a lot of records, I bet.
Yeah.
that's a good thing. Well, now what about playing like other venues and clubs and places? Do you do that as well? Do you play shows? You know, rock shows?
We do. We've played a few times at the Whiskey A Go Go in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And then here we play at Rock House Live.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, usually we go to Rock House Live when they have like a national bands touring. We open for them and other ones.
Do they contact you to say, hey, we want you to open for us?
Yeah, the venue owner.
The venue does,
yeah,
yes. Okay.
Yeah.
The bands, they don't necessarily.
No. But yeah, they know us, you know, when they come here.
Sure.
The venue people would tell them about us.
Yeah.
So they usually kind of come to me, say hi, and then I've heard about you, and it looks like the venue loves you guys. And then we're like, yes.
Yes, very much so.
We're like a home band or something, house band.
A house band, yeah. Well, that's good. You've got to have that, you know, in your home, you know, since you're living here now.
Yeah. But yeah, we've performed at the, where else? High Tone and a few other places, but still, I don't have much contact, enough contacts. Any company in Memphis,
mm-hmm.
even though we are here,
right.
You know, we usually go out of town. So, you know, I don't know too many people yet. But
Memphis can be difficult, as you know. I mean, it can be a little tricky. And bands that base themselves here, we have found that they find their, even though you're like, we could call you a Memphis band.
Yeah.
But when you say play Nashville, as you just did over the weekend, you'll find that you'll have a larger audience.
Oh.
Or Little Rock or New Orleans or St. Louis. You know, if you come just outside the area, you'll sell a lot of shows, especially when they say, oh, this is a Memphis band.
Oh.
You know, even though you're Japanese, but you live here in Memphis, and people, they gravitate to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you could go to Europe and say, we're from Memphis, and they'll book you left and right.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. Have you played Europe before?
Europe, yes, one time. That was Holland.
In Holland?
Netherlands.
Yeah. That's a fun place.
Yeah.
But you've traveled all over the world, too.
Yes.
Especially, I guess, all over Asia as well, though. Yeah, I mean, Japan, Korea.
Yeah, and Japan, and where else? We've been to Mexico a few times. Yeah.
So you're busy.
Yeah.
This is what you do full time.
Yeah, we're supposed to be busy.
Yes.
Because, yeah.
It's been said if you're not playing, you're paying. Mm-hmm. As it is. And that's, I think it's very true. Any thoughts on a new record? Have you thought about getting back into a studio soon?
We are working on new album. And people has been asking, when is the next record? It's taking time just because not the writing part, but we are trying to find the right company to work with.
Sure.
I mean, like labels, we want to make it bigger with the next album.
Right.
So, yeah.
are you signed to anybody now?
No, right now.
You're just independent.
Yes.
That's the best. Sometimes that's the best way to be.
Yeah.
it's a harder work, know. But it's your band, it's your material, and nobody can dictate how it is that you play. That's a very good thing.
Yeah.
Where can folks get your record, Evolution? Where can they find it?
iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Yahoo Music. What else? CD Baby.
You're just all over the place.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Everywhere, I think.
And online, where can they find you?
You mean like a social?
Yeah, social media. They can learn more about you and the band.
Yeah. Of course, Facebook.
Yeah.
And Twitter, Instagram. And do you know Reverb Nation?
Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation. And then pretty much everywhere.
Pretty much everywhere.
It used to be MySpace.
Yeah.
Like,
when
it was big.
Yeah.
But we don't log in there anymore. It's like,
I don't know if anybody
even know how to log in anymore.
Lost your password, did you? Well, all anybody needs to do is just search for Kaza.
Kazha, yeah, K-A-Z-H-A. Yeah.
And they'll find you, and there you are.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you so much for coming in. We'd love to see more of you around here, and maybe we can book you into that room, and we need to come in. And we do some shows every once in a while. We have a lot of live music, and we do it here in this room.
Oh, really? Oh.
So we need to get caught up with you when you come off the road. I guess you'll be slowing down a little bit in the fall, maybe?
Fall season.
Or you go back out on the road.
Fall is, you mean like November?
Yeah. October, November?
November, we'll be at the convention here.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Memphis Fantasy Convention.
Yeah.
Comic and Fantasy Convention.
Yes.
Here, yeah.
Oh, that'll be good.
November.
That'll be the next time you play Memphis, right?
Yeah.
In November.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. Well, but all of your dates or stuff are available on your Facebook page.
On Facebook or our website, kazha.net.
Uh-huh. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming in. I'm going to play this tune that you sent to me, Break Into Pieces.
Yeah.
Is there a story behind that song?
It's more like there's a girl, little being crazy, being, how do you call? She's hiding from that world outside, trying to, it's about herself breaking herself,
right,
like in the mirror, but yeah.
Is that you?
No.
You write from yourself, right? But
well,
not
yeah.
this time, right?
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right. Well. Once again, thank you. You're welcome to come in anytime.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We're always doing something, and we'd love to see more of you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's Kazuha right here.
Kazuha.
I'm learning. But here's the song. It's called Break Into Pieces, and it's right here at Radio Memphis.
I'm close to breaking into pieces. I'm so alive with all the hatred filled in my mind. Just so you know, I'll break all your silence. Displace in my life, I won't let it go. I may pretend that, don't count on me now. You don't wanna ever believe it. It's a perfect time to bring you down. breaking, breaking into pieces. I'm so annoyed with all the ways you broke to my life. Just so you know, I'll break all your silence.
In the morning with Rick and Kate, weekday mornings at 9 Central on Radio Memphis.
Yeah, welcome back as we are in the midst of the Nooner, and is it as luck would have it, Cassatt tells me that you brought a guitar, you were ready to play, and I didn't even think about it. I said, well, let's just grab the one off the wall. So Decky is over here playing the weed guitar, and it's much to the amusement of everybody in the chat room. They find it kind of funny that guitar is now being played. But you guys want to sing a song? I would love to hear a little acoustic. Do you do much acoustic stuff on stage, or are you all electric all the way?
Do not do much acoustic, but sometimes, yes.
Sometimes.
When people, request acoustic, we do.
Well, yeah, it's a nice little twist, isn't it? Something different, yeah. Well, very good. Well, what song are you want to do?
It's from our first album, the song called Believe.
Believe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, take it away.
element or story of my life. You're here alive with me. I believe you're here alive with me.
Very nice. Yay. Very, very nice. Yeah, you should do more acoustic stuff. That's good. that is so good.
Yay.
Well, I'm glad we got that in. I know that you wanted to play a song. So, yeah, we weren't done with you.
Yeah.
All right, kids, there you go. You can find this band online, kazha.net, where you can buy the record there in all the usual outlets. And please go get it. The album is called Evolution. It is the current new one that is out there. You'll be hearing more of that band right here at Radio Memphis. So, Kazuha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hideki, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, we'll be back with more as we cruise through your getting into your midday or getting into your afternoon here at Radio Memphis as we get the little Rufus T. Firefly. It's Dirty Dishes right here at Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.